The challenges of youth. O youth in the path of Islam, stand tall. O youth in the path of Islam, stand tall. With patience and prayer, you shall not fall. With patience and prayer, you shall not fall.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله We welcome our viewers of Madani Channel back to another episode of the program The Challenges of Youth Yes, in this program we discuss various challenges that the youth especially do face, as well as Islamic guidance as to how we can overcome those challenges. So for today as well, we have a wonderful topic of discussion, very interesting and much needed topic of discussion, alhamdulillah. But before we get towards the discussion itself or the topic itself, let us first remind ourselves of the benefits that we receive when we recite salawat upon the beloved of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said that whoever recites salawat once upon me, Allah azza wa jal showers 10 mercies upon him. Yes, subhanallah azza wa jal, 10 mercies for one salawat. So now, let us increase in salawat so that we may receive more and more mercies of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala sayyidina mawlana Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah, for today's topic of discussion, as we've mentioned, very interesting and very much needed, and that is navigating through trials. Yes, we all face some sorts of difficulties, some sort of calamity, some sort of trials, some sort of tribulations. And how is it that we are going to navigate through that, keeping in mind the Islamic laws, the Islamic advices that we receive from the blessed Quran, from the blessed hadith of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and from the lives of the pious predecessors. So that is coming up very soon, but first let's listen to a beautiful kalam in praise of the beloved of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Let us refresh our spirits, let us rejuvenate our hearts and minds with the blessed love of the blessed Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and we'll be back after this kalam inshaAllah azza wa jalla. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
اپنا کا کبھی جون کی گلی میں قیام ہو جائے، کبھی جون کی گلی قیام ہو جائے، حضور آپ جو سن لے تو بات بن جائے، حضور آپ جو سن لے تو بات بن جائے، حضور آپ جو کہہ دیں کام ہو جائے، حضور آپ جو کہہ دیں تو کام ہو اور حضور آپ جو چاہیں تو کچھ نہیں مشکل، حضور آپ جو چاہیں کچھ نہیں مشکل، سمٹ کے فاصلہ یہ چند گام ہو جائے، سمٹ کے فاصلہ یہ چند گام ہو جائے، اور مزہ تو جب ہے فرشتے یہ قبر میں کہہ دیں، مزہ تو جب ہے فرشتے یہ قبر میں کہہ دیں، سبی حمد حت خیر الانام ہو جائے، سبی حمد حت خیر الانام ہو جائے، حضور ایسا کوئی ہو جائے سلام کے لیے حاضر غلام ہو جائے.
Subhanallah, subhanallah, what a beautiful kalam in praise of the beloved of Allah, the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And every time we listen to his blessed praises, how we feel tranquility descend upon us. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. This is a wonderful beauty and benefit that we receive when our beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is praised. And how much more we feel the yearning to visit his blessed city, Madinatul Munawwara. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. May Allah Azza wa Jal take you, take your families, take us all with Murshid Kareem to the blessed city of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ameen bijahi khatamin nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Now we were discussing navigating through trials. We all face some sorts of difficulties, some sort of trials and tribulations in life, and from time to time it might put us a little down. We might feel it difficult to step up and to move on. Some people tend to feel targeted in their lives that I am receiving so much of trials and tribulations, and they tend to feel down by this. But this is not the way that a Muslim is supposed to look at trials. We are not supposed to look at it like everything is falling upon me and it's so difficult for me and why am I going through this? No, no, no. Understand that facing trials in life is actually a very positive thing. Wow, positive we say? Yes, it is positive, and we can take it positive because that's what it is. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. It's the outlook that we have on it. People tend to think that it's negative. People tend to think that they are unfortunate when they are facing trials. However, if we change our mindset, we will realize that we are actually very fortunate when we face trials. Yes, fortunate when we face trials. The beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that if Allah Azza wa Jal wills good for someone, then Allah Azza wa Jal inflicts him with trials. Yes, you heard that right. If Allah Azza wa Jal wills good for someone, Allah Azza wa Jal inflicts that person with trials, with difficulties, with calamities. So calamities are actually befalling us, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, because there is goodness that is written for us. And we as Muslims know, Alhamdulillah, that this world is a place of difficulty. This world isn't a place of ease. We have our place of ease reserved for us in the Akhirah. We have Jannah. InshaAllah Azza wa Jal, may Allah Azza wa Jal bless us to enter Jannah. Ameen bijahi khatamin nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So that is our abode of peace and tranquility. That is the place where we don't experience any trials, any tribulations, any difficulties. But this dunya is a place of trials. This dunya is a place of difficulties. So when someone feels that they are unfortunate because they are facing trials, then just think, who is it that has faced the most amount of trials in this world? The one who has faced the most trials, the most difficulties in his blessed life is our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then the other Anbiya alayhi wa sallam, they also faced many difficulties in their lives. Yes, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has told us that أَشَدُّكُمْ بَلَاءً الْأَنْبِيَاء, that those amongst the human beings that have faced the most trials, the most difficulties, are the Anbiya alayhi wa sallam. Yes, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made these trials and placed these trials in our lives. These are actually, sometimes we could call them tests, but many a times it's actually a blessing. It's a means of us raising our darajat. It's a means of us raising our darajat. Our pious predecessors, our scholars, rahimahumullah ta'ala, have advised us that trials and difficulties are actually a means of us raising our status. Our status is becoming higher and higher in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wills goodness for someone, but that person has difficulty in doing all of those a'mal to reach that daraja, to reach that status that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves for that person. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses that person with a means of reaching that status, even though this person would not have done all of the a'mal, all of the good deeds to be able to reach that status. And how is it that this person then reaches that status. Allah Azza wa Jal makes the means in this case, Allah makes the means trials and tribulations that befall that person. Yes, trials and tribulations befall that person, and Allah Azza wa Jal blesses that person with the tawfiq of sabr. Allah Azza wa Jal blesses that person with patience, and so such a person is patient in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal upon every trial. And this person keeps his tawakkul on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They keep their hopes upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy. They trust Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Azza wa Jal lets this descend upon their heart, that they are patient, that they have tawakkul. And so through that patience and through that trust that they have in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they gradually get through those trials. But that trial, then facing the trial becomes a means of thawab for them. It becomes a means of reward for them. And then that patience that they have upon that trial also becomes a means of reward for them. And alhamdulillah rabbil alameen, without them even realizing it, their darajat are climbing. Their status is rising until they reach that status that Allah Azza wa Jalla loves for them, even though they did not do that much of amal, that much of good deeds to be able to reach that status. But Allah Azza wa Jalla made those trials, those tribulations, those challenges and calamities that have befallen them, Allah Azza wa Jalla let that be a means of them reaching that status. Subhanallah Azza wa Jalla. And there are numerous ahadith that tell us about the positivity that we receive, the goodness that we receive through trials, through tests in our life. There's a blessed hadith of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that teaches us that a believer is tested so that the test becomes a means of expiation for his sins. Wow! A means of expiation for his sins. So if someone has sins, imagine if we realized that those trials are actually removing our sins. Those trials are actually cleansing us and making us more pure. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. The beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has guided us through these trials and has told us of the goodness that we are receiving whilst we are facing that which we think is a calamity. But actually it is bringing goodness to us. The beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has guided us that the first goodness that a person receives when they are facing their trials is that that trial draws him closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yes, that difficulty that he's going through draws him closer to Allah Azza wa Jalla. Just think of it. When someone is going through some difficulty, what do? They turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They go to salah. They go to sujood, they go to sajda, they raise their hands in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They turn to Allah Azza wa Jal, they constantly seek Allah Azza wa Jal's help. See, this trial is actually bringing that person closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And secondly, as a result of that trial, that person's sins are being erased and that person's good deeds are increasing because they are patient upon the trial that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put them through. And then again, if we were not to face any trials, then how negligent we would become. Just imagine, the person who doesn't face any difficulty, that person tends to become spiritually negligent. Think of Fir'aun. Fir'aun was given so much. He was given so much of wealth. It is said that Fir'aun would not even experience a headache for many, many years at end. However, what happened to Fir'aun? He started to become proud. He started to become arrogant. And he claimed to be the Rabb. He claimed to be the Lord. He claimed that he is divine, that he is divinity. Allahu Akbar. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billahi al-'aliyyi al-'azim. And so trials keep us humble. Trials keep us spiritual. Trials are means of us raising our rank and becoming more spiritually connected to the court of our Rabb subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if we look at the lives of the Prophets alayhim as-salam, we find that how much of trials they had faced. If we look towards the life of Sayyidina Ayyub ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wasalam, he had faced sickness. He had faced much difficulty in having lost his family as well, but he was patient in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. And just think, what was the result of his patience? That the result of his patience was that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given him whatever he had lost, and Allah Azza wa Jal had given him even more than that. Allah Azza wa Jal had given him double that amount which he had initially. If you look at Sayyidina Musa ala Nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wa salam, he too faced difficulty due to which he had to migrate from Egypt. If we look towards Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam, he too faced much difficulty. Many of the Anbiya alayhi salam had faced so much difficulty from their people that they were martyred by their people that they were trying to bring towards guidance. They were martyred by the people that they were trying to bring towards guidance. And so they were doing good for people, but people were repaying them with much harshness, much difficulty upon them. Sayyidina Nuh ala Nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wa salam, when he fulfilled the command of Allah Azza wa Jal of building the ark, then too, how much his people insulted him, how much of difficulty they had put him in, but he kept his trust on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There are many people that face trials in life now. In fact, all of us in some way or the other, we tend to face trials, we tend to face difficulties, but we should keep in our minds the mindset that the Anbiya alayhim as-salam had given us, that we should keep our hopes pinned on the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that perhaps this is a means of us being raised spiritually, perhaps this is a means of our sins being forgiven, and perhaps this is a means of us being elevated in rankings in Jannah. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal, sometimes we face such difficult trials. Some trials are small, some are very big. Sometimes people go through financial difficulties. Yes, sometimes people even lose loved ones. Sometimes people lose their very children. Allahu Akbar, it's not an easy time. We know that it's not easy, especially little children. Children who are not yet baligh, they haven't yet reached the age of puberty, they are still little children. And sometimes parents happen to lose those children, that those children pass away. But the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam has told us that this too is very good in its own beautiful way, that we might see it as a calamity, but how much of goodness it brings. There was a Sahabi who had lost his child, and the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam had told him that, wouldn't it be good, isn't it a wonderful thing that your child will be waiting at the doors of Jannah, that he would open whichever door of Jannah it is that you want to enter through. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal, that child then becomes a means of your entry into Jannah. Your ashab, the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam had told that if one of you loses three children, then those children will be the means of them entering Jannah. And one sahabi said, I lost two. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said that those two children will be the means of your Jannah. One sahabi said, I lost one child. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam had advised him that even that one child will be the means of you entering Jannah. So such huge calamities have befallen people. And yet, alhamdulillah, Allah Azza wa Jal made that calamity a means of goodness for them. Allah Azza wa Jal made that calamity a means of hope for them. And so we as human beings, we as Muslims should not lose hope. That despite the difficulties we face, keep your hopes pinned on the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal. Sometimes there is ease for us, a great ease for us within the difficulties that we might face. We just don't know it. We just don't realize that this difficulty actually has so much of goodness in it for me. And so, sometimes we might feel that this is a calamity, whilst if we actually knew the blessing that that difficulty brings, we would wish that we'd even have more difficulties. Yes, when the people on the Day of Judgment see the blessings that the trials of other people has brought to them, they will wish that they face trials. They would wish that they face calamities, because they also want a share of those blessings that people who live difficult lives have gotten on the Day of Judgment. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. And at the same time, we need to keep our minds fixed on, if we are facing a trial, is this a general trial? Is it a genuine calamity? Or have we brought it upon ourselves? Sometimes we actually bring these difficulties upon ourselves. Just think, by us looking at other people and what other people have and being desirous of that, how much of difficulties do we put ourselves in? Yes, that feeling that I wish I had, and look at how little I have and how much other people have, and we tend to feel sorry for ourselves, and so we strive to be like them, and in trying to be like them, to impress other people, to make it seem that we also are in the same boat, we are also on the same level, we put ourselves in unnecessary difficulties. People place themselves in unnecessary financial difficulties, in unnecessary family difficulties. They place themselves in difficulties in their workplace just because they're trying to keep up with someone else. But if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us, we need to be happy with that. We need to be content. Yes, you may strive, alhamdulillah rabbil alameen, but don't let that be the end of the world, that I'm not getting what someone else has. That's not the end of the world. Each of us has our share that is fixed for us, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed in our taqdeer. We are only going to get this much. Let us not involve ourselves so much in just trying to seek more and more, just looking at every next person and wondering, why is it that they have and I don't have? What can I do to also get what they have? If we are going to fix our lives upon this, then our lives will end in us continuously running after the world and we will never be satisfied. But if we become content with the will of Allah Azza wa Jal, if we become content with that which Allah Azza wa Jal has willed for us and that which Allah Azza wa Jal has given us, then alhamdulillah rabbil alameen, you'll find lots of time to be able to worship Allah Azza wa Jal, to be able to do ibadah of Allah Azza wa Jal, to be grateful for that which Allah Azza wa Jal has already given us, instead of us yearning for that which we have not received. Yes, we have so much that we can be grateful for, and we should develop our mind in looking towards the good that Allah Azza wa Jal has already given us, instead of us looking towards that which we don't have. When we constantly look towards that which we don't have, we are going to feel underprivileged. We are going to feel disadvantaged. We are going to feel like we have nothing, whilst really we have so much of blessings in our lives. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. So today's message, and a beautiful message, is that we might not be able to change the entire world. We might not be able to change our taqdeer. We might not be able to change what we have and what we will get, but we can change our mindset. And we can look towards things positively. Even when difficulty befalls us, we can think to ourselves that perhaps this difficulty is actually a means of goodness for me. Perhaps this difficulty is actually raising my darajat in Jannah. Perhaps this difficulty is a means of the forgiveness of my sins. And when you look towards difficulties, trials, tribulations in this way, then you will see that you too will feel more at ease, that you will feel positive, and a positive mind is a great tool to use to be able to navigate through life. But how is it that we are going to have that positive mindset when we look at even our difficulties in a positive light? If we look towards it in a negative light, then unfortunately it will feel like the world is crashing upon us. We won't know where to turn. But when we look towards it in a positive light, then everything becomes positive. Yes, a person can be pricked by a thorn, and they will still say, Alhamdulillah, because the prick of the thorn has been a means of my sins being forgiven. A person could lose a loved one and say, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un, that indeed to Allah Azza wa Jal we belong, and it is to Allah Azza wa Jal that we will return. A person can still say, all praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Azza wa Jal knows what is best for me. And in this way, they are earning heaps of reward instead of complaining and losing all of that reward. Instead of feeling down, we can feel good, we can feel positive, with a positive mindset towards trials, towards tribulations, towards difficulties, and let that turn into goodness for us. May Allah Azza wa Jal bless us with the tawfiq to act upon the good that we have learned. Ameen bi jahi khatamin nabiyyin. صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم The challenges of youth O youth in the path of Islam stand tall O youth in the path of Islam stand tall With patience and prayer you shall not fall With patience and prayer you shall not fall